Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Jewel Wrap-Up, hosted by me, your favorite Jewel Ruby. Okay, so this is the show right here on BGE Radio, where we're just going to get down and dirty about what's going on in the entertainment industry. I'll be telling you guys everything that's going on in L.A. I'll be having some great topics of discussion with some of my favorite friends, my favorite celebrities, and just some really good business people and good inspirational people. So it's going to be a really great show. Okay, so I want to start by saying this show is going to be happening every Thursday at 3 p.m. So make sure you log in to Blog Talk Radio, BGE, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and check out the Jewel Wrap-Up, because I guarantee you're not going to want to miss what I got to say. So I want to talk a little bit about some of my favorite things that will be going on, that have been going on in L.A. since I've been here. I'm not originally from L.A. I've only been here a little bit over a year, but I've experienced some really great things while I've been here. I've been to some great parties, some great charity events, some great concerts, and I've met some really good people. So I got to share that experience with you guys, and that's where this wrap-up actually came from. So I'll be talking to, on my first show, one of my really good friends. She's also just an amazing artist. She's a Caribbean R&B pop diva. She's really dope. She's also not from California. She moved here from New York, but she's been doing her thing. So her name is Indigo. So on the first show, I'll be talking to her. And we'll just be talking about a lot of just things that's been going on in L.A. because we've hit a lot of parties and events together. So we'll be sharing our experiences with you guys. We're going to play some of her music, and we're going to get into some really Grammy, just hip-hop talk about what's been going on in the industry. I know you guys like love and hip-hop in Atlanta, so we're definitely going to talk about that because it's been a hot mess. And you know we got to talk about Stevie J, which we actually partied with recently, so we're going to tell you the experience we had when he showed up with Jocelyn with an engagement ring on her finger. Okay, so you got to keep it locked right here to see what's going on with that. I also will be talking about the beef with Kurt and K. Michelle. You know, it's just so much going on with that. And I also got some really good things that'll be going on that's coming up within the next few weeks that you guys can prepare yourself for. So make sure you keep it just tuned in to see what Ruby Jewel got for you. I'm going to take a little break, but you're checking out the Jewel Wrap-Up right here on BGE Radio with your favorite Jewel Ruby. I'll be back in a minute. I'm back with the Jewel Wrap-Up right here powered by BGE Radio. Okay, so I was, you know, talking a little bit about what I should actually start talking about first. And, you know, I don't want to get all into, like, drama to be, you know, to begin the show, but I really just have to address the whole Love & Hip Hop situation. Not only does, you know, the show Love & Hip Hop really represents a huge word, and that's hip hop. You know, should I say two words, or should I say a word with two syllables, however you want to put it? Hip hop is the major just thing that needs to be addressed in this whole situation. So that's the thing that really attracts a lot of entertainers to this specific show, is because any, I would say, African-American, anybody that does music, whether it's rap, R&B, or whatever, could really relate to a little bit that's going on with this show. So that's why we watch it. That's at least why I watch it. I like the title. But anyway, now when it originally started, everybody know it started in New York. So Jim Jones was the original target for this show to start, which I love Jim Jones. You know, shout out to Jim Jones because I used to really have a huge crush on him, and I just think he's super sexy. Shout out to him. No disrespect to Chrissy, though. I'm just saying. But then they decided to take the show over to Atlanta. Now, I'm not against Atlanta because I actually like Atlanta. I like a lot of people in Atlanta. I don't really understand why they would go hip-hop straight to Atlanta, but I do, just a little bit, because there's other places that represent hip-hop a little bit more than Atlanta do, should I say. I don't know. It's kind of funny to say, but I'm just saying. It's some other artists that ain't from Atlanta is what I'm saying, but I can see why they picked Atlanta. So anyway, they picked Atlanta, and they go over to Atlanta, which starts with really a lot of people that aren't technically relevant right now or people we don't know. So it kind of got you confused, because at least with New York, you knew who Jim Jones was. You know, you kind of knew in what aspect they was going with the hip-hop thing. So when they came to Atlanta and they brought a lot of these new characters, kind of excluding K. Michelle, because you know that name a little bit. And really, that's it, except for Rashida, but she's a little older, and she was a little underground hip-hop and had a few songs out back in them days, so you kind of know her name a little bit too. But the show in general, a lot of the people on the show, we don't really know who they are, but we learned. So our particular favorite, hated, hater character is Stevie J, because he's a little bit of a hater, because he definitely is a double standard type of hater. He's the type of person that wants to have his cake and eat it too. So I think all women hate but love Stevie J just off his personality in general. So I'm going to talk a little bit about him. So I'm you. Okay, I told y'all my first guest on the show was going to be my homegirl from New York. Her name is Indigo Indy, which is now residing here in L.A. and is doing her thing, and me and her were good friends. We do business together. We've been to a lot of events and a lot of parties. So y'all give it up right now for my girl, Indigo Indy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Indigo, yeah. In the mic. Can't really hear you. You need to see this mic.
You got me.
All right. Okay, so I just want to just address what I was talking about. Do you agree that Love and Hip Hop kind of started off a little bit of understanding with them starting off in New York with Jim Jones, and then going over to Atlanta, did you kind of get lost? And
there's hip hop everywhere. There's hip hop in every state, so I could really get with why they went other places, because there's not only hip hop in New York.
No, you're right. I'm just saying, but with the next state they chose.
Yeah, Atlanta, definitely hot Atlanta. Are you kidding me? Yeah, why not? It's
but
up there,
did
LA.
They pick the relevant artist that
know.
You would have started that show off with, or do you think that those artists probably was against the whole reality show in general?
I don't live in LA to know who's relevant. I mean, I don't live in Atlanta to see who's relevant out there, because I think they went off of that. Like, they look very local.
Exactly. Oh, well, Lil Scrappy. People know him too, so I didn't say that earlier. So people do know who Lil Scrappy is. Now, with this, when it moved over to Atlanta, now, let me ask you, which show do you like better, Love & Hip Hop New York or Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
Ooh, that's a tough one. They're both juicy.
Basically,
the drama always seems to be, yeah, it's a tie between the both of them, because this was a no joke. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she used to beat them down.
Powerhouse.
She used to beat them down.
I think they're both just as interesting, but Jocelyn and that whole CBJ situation takes the ultimate cake. Like, I think that's probably why that would probably have the higher ratings, and that would be more of an interesting show, because of the fact that no one's used to having someone actually do the things that he does on TV.
I agree.
Or her.
Exactly, but no, it's I could see Jocelyn's everywhere. There's type Jocelyn's everywhere, except they might not be of Spanish descent or be so, you know, just a little bit different than she is, but very, very similar, you know. But with Stevie J, he's the one that make you be like, what is what? Who, where, and why?
I love Stevie. You know why I love him? Because you gotta respect someone who's happy that they live in life. He's a happy dude. He's
a happy mess.
And you can't be mad at someone who's
happy. I'm not. The thing about Stevie J is it's annoying that you like him. It's like you like him, but it's annoying because of the fact that you know he ain't right, and he's so just off the Richter scale. Like, he do things that I don't see why he's still living and breathing type things. Well, a woman would probably have took his head off his shoulders, because he's so disrespectful on a lot of situations, but he try to fix it up with this dry sweetness at the same time. You know, like, he'll buy you a car, but then wait 2 weeks to ask you to sleep with him because he might be, you know, a little bored of Jocelyn at the time, or, you know, just how you do Mimi.
Or have his cake and eat it too.
Like, or, right. Or have just a big ass cake. Like, have like a wedding cake. You know, just.
No,
stacked
not talking
up
about
with different
wedding
layers.
Because, we don't know who he's engaged
exactly,
to.
Because Okay, now that we on the wedding situation, which really brought me into wanting to talk about it, Stevie J and the situation in the first place. Not on the last episode, he actually gave a ring to both girls. Now, I seen where he came from when he was like, I just want to get this to you to know that I appreciate you and you my baby's mother. I think he was trying to go more in a direction of, I'm going to marry this woman, but I still respect and love you. But it just went all wrong because it's Stevie J. Like, nope, you've always been just infidelity and disrespect and so ratchet with what you've been doing that I can't take that what he's saying is genuine, what he means, I respect you as my baby mama, I want you to go along and be happy, here's the ring to let you know you'll always be in my life, but this about to be my wife. That's not what he said either. You noticed him saying my life partner, where that word come in at? Where they say that at when she said marry me?
It's easy, you get mad.
He said it like
not.
It was a I'm not trying to be funny, but he said it like it was a lesbian or a gay relationship. He said life partner. Yes. He didn't say it like he said it like he was with another man.
And they say that
am I right? And they always right.
Lesbian
relationship. Okay, so let's move on with the whole situation. Y'all just got to check out just the blogs and just the news, because I'm sure there'll be more interesting stuff that's going on. Actually, real quick, we seen Stevie J and Jocelyn together at a party we actually hit together, which was a BET Awards after party, which was pretty awesome. Really enjoyed ourselves. You can look on.
And they showed off the ring.
They showed off the ring, and
so
it was
fat. At that time, I guess they got engaged.
They did get engaged. So I guess she got over it at some point,
or he got in it.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably because that seemed like old typical Stevie J. So you guys, I don't know what's gonna happen. I guess you know, good luck to them. You know, to each his own, and love and happiness, and we'll see what happens
love
on the next
hip-hop.
Love and hip hop. But before we get off of the love and hip hop subject, let's talk real quick about K. Michelle and Kurt. So everybody knows that on this season, Kurt was just all, I just wanted to just slap his face. I mean, seriously, he was so disrespectful to Rashida, which I really like, by the way. He was so disrespectful to her and his attitude and everything towards that. But the beef that's going on right now is with him and K. Michelle. So she wants to call him, you know, gay, say he has four earrings in his ears and blah, 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 blah. And she calls their relationship a lesbian relationship. What you think about that?
I don't get how she said that. Just
because
he has earrings in his
head? I assume, because that was one of her, as I read here
well,
on Media Takeout. I read on Media Takeout that was kind of one of her quotes.
Well, you can't call him a lesbian when a chick he's fucking with, well, messing with behind his wife's back.
So, I don't know. I guess it's kind of Kirk's persona that'll make him say that, because he's a little downplayed from your average hood dude. You know, he's not your average ghetto hardcore. You don't seem like that type of dude, Grammy. So I guess that's why she would say that. He seemed a little metrosexual in a way, but kind of watered down. Not like a huge metro, but just a little bit. So I could see where they're coming from. But with the thing is, he's saying that his blast back at K. Michelle is that she's an actual lesbian and she once, you know, had a crush on Rashida. So what you think about that? You think that's true?
I don't know. Anything could be true. But, I mean, hey.
To each his own.
To each his own at this point.
So he's saying that's what it is. And he's saying that she actually has a girlfriend and something about they fighting over somebody that's really young, that's supposed to be in the hospital and ICU. I don't know what's going on.
Kate Michelle myself.
Yeah, I would rather. Matter of fact, we're going to have to get Kate Michelle right here on the Jewel wrap up. That would be awesome.
Or not.
Right. I mean, which it doesn't. No, no, no.
I mean,
actually, she actually stated. No, she actually stated that she do date girl. She kind of turned it into a little joke by saying, I only do girls on the holidays, but whatever. If you do girls, you do them on any day of the week. It doesn't really matter whenever you feel like it. So she already kind of admitted to that a little bit. And then you got Arian that admitted that she was. And, you know, I just feel like, and Jocelyn, she admitted that she liked girls, but she prefers, you know, so ain't no telling. And then it's the city of Atlanta. So not against Atlanta. Yet again, I really love Atlanta, you know, but that's just, that's what goes on. But really, that's the world in general. It's not just Atlanta. So I'm just saying. So we're off to Love & Hip Hop. Let's, you know, check out the next season of Love & Hip Hop. Hopefully there's more juiciness and more information. And on Love & Hip Hop New York, you know, Ruby Jewel will be back to talk about that too. I'm interested in finding out the new season. Oh, you know what? And real quick, on a new Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, I like Tracy. Shout out to Tracy and Drew. Real good addition. Tracy, which is a DJ from the radio. Drew, which is Chris Brown's DJ. Shout out to them because we partied with them too. Drew was really, well, not with Tracy, but Drew was really cool. So that was awesome. So, but anyway, me, my girl Indigo Indy, we in the building. We getting into conversation about what's going on in the entertainment industry. So keep it locked right here. We're going to take a real quick break. This is the Jewel Wrap Up. Is back with me, your girl Ruby, and I'm still here with my girl Indigo Indy. What up, Indigo?
What up?
So, real quick, before I even get into something else, I want to talk about you and your new song you got out, Feeling Nice.
Ooh,
Feeling Nice.
Feeling Nice. Yeah.
You got Feeling Nice out. I like Feeling Nice. So, the Caribbean R&B pop music, where did that originate from? Real quick, I want you to tell the people kind of a little bit about you and, you know, just let them know about Indigo Indy and what you got coming out.
Already?
Yeah.
Well, it came from me. Like, that's just my fusion of music. That's just my inheritance of what I've been raised around. I'm raised around Caribbean. I'm raised around American industry, which is the hip-hop or the pop industry, however you want to put it, dance. I've always been attracted to that. So I just combined the two. or the three or the four. I just combine things.
How long you been here in LA?
About a year and a half now.
You like it?
I love it. The weather's awesome.
It is. It is amazing. It is amazing. Yeah. So you got the song Feeling Nice. Before that, you had Bring It. Now, those are two really, really good songs. What do you think is a way that motivates you to keep yourself consistent? Because you've been like two new songs in a couple of months, and you're releasing so many more. You've been doing so many songs, but it's two videos that you're trying to do, and you already did the Bring It video, so now you're trying to do the Feeling Nice video. So what is it that drives you to just want to continue to just make better and better music? And do you think that this song, Feeling Nice, is an upgrade from Bring It? Do you think they're on the same level, and which one is?
I mean, they're all in the same category because it's Caribbean pop, too. But my style will always have a range. Like, you'll have either a little bit more Caribbean or a little bit more pop, a little less Caribbean, a little less pop, but you're always going to have the two elements somewhere in there. But I'm looking forward to doing a new video for that song because I like to just keep things fresh. I like to continue to push out to the Caribbean because there's a lot of people like me. I'm considered a half-breed. I'm born here, but my family is Guyanese. So it's like I have the culture within being raised a certain way, but yet I'm born here. I don't have to worry about getting no green card or nothing like that.
Right on.
Travel.
Right
but
on.
But at the same time,
because ain't
I
nobody got time for that.
I do understand, and I could actually adapt, and I actually could understand where the Caribbean culture is coming from being in this country. So that's the aspect that I'm coming from.
That's your inspiration? That's what motivates you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, I love the Caribbean. I love the period. I love being of the Caribbean or being able to say that I am a part of it or associated with it because it's a great culture. Like anybody else that be proud of their culture, I'm proud of the one that raised me, which is a Guyanese culture. So I'm proud of it, and with that, the music come with it, the food come with it, the conversation come with it, the jokes, everything comes along with it that I can appreciate, and I can say I've been raised that way.
So okay. Cool. Okay. Well, I really like the song, so I'm really looking forward to actually playing it here on the Jewel Wrap Up. I don't know if if you guys are ready for to really shake it up in here, because this is definitely one of those upbeat songs. It's not nothing, low tempo at all. So it's really exciting. I'm excited to actually play.
I have a reggae remix that I have out for my reggae lovers, because like I said, I'm of the Caribbean. The Caribbean consists of not just soca Caribbean pop, but also reggae too, which is incorporated in my music. So I got the reggae remix, which is a Celine tribute. It's a remix of the dead artist that had her one big hit that actually hit really
If I Could Fall, which everybody loves Selena. We love the movie.
Yeah.
Played
Lopez.
That Jennifer Lopez, yeah.
I did the remix of the song that Jennifer Lopez did the remix of just as well, because I believe she wound up singing it too. So I did it in reggae, which so far has been a real good hit also. So if you can't have it a tempo, I got a little reggae for you to slow it down. But
cool.
In the meantime, if you can, Feeling Nice and Bring It will definitely be something that you could adapt to if you're ready to get your dance on, get your party on.
Yeah.
And I have two other songs that I released.
I'm going to play them. I'm going to play them later on. And then what's the other two songs?
Carnival Again and Turn It Up. It's time to turn it up in this world when it comes to crossing over Caribbean and pop or culture music and what's going on right now.
So you got
to
come back and bring those records. Too.
Definitely.
All right, cool.
Definitely.
Cool.
You can always get it from the website, which is theindigoshow.com. All my music is lined up there, my music page, so you can always check it right there. If anything, I also have a SoundCloud, which is Indie 500 Indigo. You can check it out there just as well. You got a free download of the remix, seeing that it's a
It ain't nothing wrong with free. We all like free, so it's a free download.
Everybody needs to have that remix.
It's a good workout song. I like it. It's a good workout song. So, all right, so you guys, my girl Indigo, NDEU in the building with Ruby Jewel. I wanted real quick before I get in, to a little bit of music and just a few other things I want to talk about. I just want to address the situation where I'm hearing that DJ Khaled proposed to Nicki Minaj. I mean, did you hear this?
Did you hear this? But why not? She's hot.
I mean, she is hot. They saying that she didn't really I don't know if she even gave a response
yet. Is she dating him?
I have no idea. I didn't hear of this. She could have been, because, you know, I don't know if she's still with the guy that she was having all of the issues with. So it's possible. And they both hot. They both relevant. They both, you know, I mean, it is what it is. To each its own. That should be our word for the day. To each its own, because, you know, it is what it is. So, I mean, good luck with that situation. I don't know what's going on, but they say he popped a $500,000 ring out on her, though. Like, how you doing?
Ooh.
That's what he said. He said, how you doing? I pulled the Wendy Williams.
What
how you
her
doing?
Answer?
They, I guess it was non-responsive, if that's the answer. She, because there is no official if she said yes or no. What I'm reading, you know, it's coming from Media Takeout, is where I got my information from. So it didn't technically say that she said yes or that she said no. So I don't know. She could be a Barbie Brad.
Wow.
You know, you never know.
Well,
but hey, shout out to DJ Khaled and Nicki Minaj. I mean, if that go down, I mean, get it popping. It is what it is. Hey, at least y'all keeping it traditional. You know, can't be mad at that. But, yeah, it's the Jewel Wrap-Up. It's me, your girl, Ruby Jewel, and I'm here with my girl, Indigo Indy. We're going to take another break. We're going to get back into some interesting topics and just some different stuff to talk about and some music. So make sure you keep it locked right here to the Jewel Wrap-Up.
Never say how it used to be. Tell me.
checking out BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It's the Jewel Wrap Up. This is the show where I get all into what's going on in LA, concerts, parties, events, all of that. Plus, I talk to some of my favorite people about things in the industry, and I play good new music. Right now, I'm in the building with my favorite lady ever, Indigo Indy. She's running my boards today, so you know I got to show some love to her, Indy. And I'm chilling with my boy,
Rick Vega.
Rick Vega. He's here. Today we're going to have a little conversation, talk about what's going on with Rick Vega. We're going to play his new single with him and Ray J. And, you know, we're going to get all into the Ruby Jewel, you know, the Ruby Jewel way of radio. That's how I do. So right now I'm going to go ahead and talk to Rick
Vega.
So I'm going to talk to Rick Vega right now. He wants to say Vega right after that. Like, is that what you're saying?
No, I was just doing that.
Oh, okay. So, it's supposed to be like,
right, yeah.
like Gucci, that type.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha. So that's how we're going to do it the whole show. I'm going to say Rick. You're going to say Vega?
Yep.
Like that.
Vega.
All right, cool. All right, so I'm here with Rick.
Vega.
Yeah. And Rick, you're from L.A.?
Yep,
right.
Born and raised.
Where in LA? We're gonna start a little bit about Rick. Give us a little history on Rick, a little bio real quick. Tell me about Rick.
A little quick bio. Born and raised.
You've got your Vegas.
Tell me about Rick.
Vegas.
Good.
Remember Vegas?
Yeah.
I'm from Los Angeles, California, by way of Watts, the hood. You know what I'm saying? Real one in the house. And
how long you been doing music?
About 10 years, a little bit more maybe.
You dropped your first album in 2004,
right? Yeah, 2004. Yep. Rick Vega, The Vegas of Rap.
The Vegas of Rap. So is that still like floating around? Do you ever hear people come back and be like,
oh yeah,
I remember that first album or song. What was your song from that album, like your single that everybody knew about that was popular?
Oh, that was the Holla At Me. Holla At Me, that was a joint that I did that was produced by Kickback. Kickback went on to produce various commercials that you may hear, from McDonald's to Toys R Us to a whole bunch of other little commercials. It was a video that we did that was shot by my boy Jay Swain out of New York. It was right when YouTube first started happening in 2004. You know, when a HD camera was $15,000. Now you got it on your phone for $69.99. But yeah, that was like one of the first joints. My album came out in 2004. It was on an independent label. We did really good with the album.
So ever since that album, what has changed? Because that was 2004, and this is almost 10 years later. So what has changed between then and now with Rick Vega?
Well, you know, Rick Vega's still independent. I took over myself. You know, I left that label and I've been doing it myself. So I empowered myself, you know. And since then, I dropped another album, Educated Rap. Probably came out about 2007. That was my first album that I did. You know, I executive produced it myself. Put up the budget, we released it, put it on iTunes, we did promotions. Even back then, that was like when Facebook and Twitter and all that really first started popping.
It was still MySpace, and people were still they was winging themselves off of MySpace.
Shout out to MySpace, because actually,
awesome, they still throw concerts.
Yeah, I just watched the Kendrick Lamar concert.
I seen the Sierra streamed concert.
It on my phone.
Yeah, that's on my phone. I can't even be mad at MySpace because they still relevant.
Crazy. Yeah, you just brought back some memories. MySpace helped me push that entire album because that was before Twitter. That was before everything. And you know, I did a lot of promo and got a lot of hits. It's probably still on there. If you look up Rick Vega on MySpace, I'm probably still there.
Do you know anybody that got a MySpace account right now?
Well, it's the new MySpace.
They got a new MySpace right now,
yeah,
so I'm missing out.
Yeah,
so
you
got
to sync over.
Do I need to give me a new profile?
It's international. It's really international.
Oh,
I got people from across the world that's tuning in to the music, liking the videos. So, yeah, MySpace is the international fear for.
So you still use your MySpace?
I'm on it. Yeah.
What is it?
They just revamped it.
What's your MySpace right now?
It's MySpace.com/RickVega. /Rick Vega Records.
Okay. So go, if you guys still have a MySpace, go there and go and add Rick Vega as your friend on MySpace, because MySpace is still relevant. If you don't, then you probably need to get up on this new MySpace situation, because I really do need to find another media outlet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting a little over Facebook, you know, a little over Twitter, even though we still use it. Instagram is hot. I like it.
Instagram, yeah. Everybody's on Instagram, Instagram.com/Rick Vega Music.
What's your
Follow
Facebook?
Me on Instagram. My Facebook is Facebook.com/Rick Vega Music.
Okay.
And Rick Vega. Facebook.com/Rick Vega.
Just everything is Rick Vega.
Everything
so
is Rick
Google
Vega.
Just Google Rick Vega and it'll probably give you all of that information.
Yahoo me, Bing me, Google
Bing.
Me, Rick Vega Music, and you'll have everything now moving forward that's released. And it's free. Sometimes they leak my shit.
Right.
My shit is leaked.
Right.
And it's out there for free.
So you might be able to just get the hookup on that is what he's saying.
But you ain't heard it from me. I ain't want to gossip.
Because he don't
promote
that.
So he ain't heard it from me. I don't promote the free stuff.
He's not promoting free, you know.
But SoundCloud, the SoundCloud is free. You can always go on SoundCloud.com/Rick Vega. And anything I put on there is free. I got like 3 mixtapes out, all free, downloadable. I got another one that I'm going to drop maybe in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be free. Mixtapes are free.
Mixtapes are free. There you go. You heard it from Rick Vega. So we're going to talk about this new single that you have right now, your most recent 2013 single that's really hot. I really love this joint. It's with
Thank
Ray
you.
J.
Yeah.
So tell me how that came about with you doing this song with Ray J.
Well, you know, my producer was already in the studio with Ray J., and so it was gonna happen regardless. But one funny thing, and this is, I guess it's just life, we came to find out that his manager, and one of his main managers, was a guy that I knew, my homie, that I sat in Spanish class with, you know, back in 11th grade.
So you know Spanish? You know a little Espanol?
No, you know, I was writing raps. We was writing raps
you
in the Spanish class.
You was writing Spanish
class.
Raps?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't, you know.
Oh, did you add Spanish to your rap? Since
yeah.
You did Spanish
caliente.
Rap.
I was so caliente, you know.
Caliente. Okay,
not Paquito.
Not little.
No,
you was
no,
a lot.
No. No,
a
I'm talking about
Spanish.
How hot I was.
No, oh, you was, no, I was saying you was writing a little. Paquito
yeah,
is a little
yeah.
bit.
No, you know, it was Spanish class.
Paquito
we did
a little bit.
We did what we did. Also in that class, shout out to my boy Tramiel. There was another group that came back out named the Wascals. We was in that class.
With a W?
With a
the
W. Wascals. The Wascals.
Wow.
My boy Tramiel, Melly. And they came out in like, I don't know, like 95 or something. Like they came out in 95. They were signed. They had a video. They had a label. They came out. Man, that was great. You know, high school, like when
they
came out.
They picked you up. You like,
yeah, you know what I mean?
I cannot
like,
be down.
For sure. He was in that same class. So, you know, a lot of talent came out of that high school, Westchester High. That's the school I went to. Kenny Kingpin. He got an album coming out, and he got some singles that's out right now. He's working with the Baker Boys. He came out of Westchester. Back in the day, he was Papa LQ. Go do your homework. Y'all ever heard of Papa LQ?
Never.
He came out of West. He's a West Coast. He was with Cube and Mad CJ Mac and Cam, like all the West Coast. You know, my boy. Look that school up, Westchester High.
Westchester High. So,
because we in California right now.
So Westchester High is where you met the person that helped you up with Ray J. Or you
well,
found
we just
out
knew.
After all
After
doing
everything,
that.
After
yeah. okay, that
timeline.
Y'all had
life,
the same friend, a mutual
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, Lifeline.
Okay.
My producer ends up working with him and Scarface and Devin the Dude and a lot of other people.
Right.
And, and it was just connected. It's like, hey, you know, Ray J, I got a hot artist, Rick Vega. I want you to get on the song with him. Mm-hmm. Cool. We meet up. All right, great. Have a meeting with the manager. We go sit down. Oh, I know the manager.
Oh, okay.
So it's really, you know,
so it
it's
went even
really,
that really,
really,
you know, put the
it's
nail
really,
in the coffin.
Yeah, nail in the coffin. Yeah. Solidify,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is. Shout out to Ray J. He's a real,
Ray
real,
Ray
real,
J.
real cool, humble brother.
He,
you know.
You know, I was... every time I'm on this show and I talk to people, especially if we do this stuff, because we do a lot of events, parties, stuff like that together, you know. But now, what's going on with Rick Vega right now when it comes to after? Okay, now this song is about to be released.
Yes, you know. It's out. It came out June 18th.
Okay, so it came out
June
18th.
Check that out, iTunes.
And I'm going to play the song in a second, so you're going to check out the song. Name of the song is Fly High.
Right. We fly. That was Jim Jones.
But if you fly, you fly high, you know.
Oh, hold up. If you do your homework, I dropped a song called Nasty Girl back in the day on my first album. And what do you know? Jim Jones dropped Nasty Girl like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I dropped We Fly a couple months ago, and then he dropped We Fly High. I don't know.
Or so you dropped We Fly High before he dropped.
No, he dropped We Fly High.
And then
remember,
We Fly High.
We ballin'.
Oh, but you
no
were,
correlation.
But it didn't have anything. Okay, so
it doesn't sound
nothing.
Like nothing.
Okay.
But no, it doesn't sound, you know, alike. But he just dropped a song called Nasty Girls. Now that you mentioned Jim Jones,
because
my producer, he texted me, like, hey, you heard Jim Jones? He just dropped Nasty Girl.
But you dropped a song before that was Nasty Girl.
Oh, yeah, that was 04, on the first album.
Y'all don't even know each other, is what you said.
Nah, never met Jim Jones.
See, so that means you might have that, you know,
that same
success
Jim
Jones got, because y'all obviously, y'all taking on the same.
He took over, Dipset, Jim Jones.
There you go.
They took over, so, you know.
There you go.
We're going to do that, too.
But yeah, anyway, but I was saying, name one thing, name one of your favorite party or event that you have been to since you've been out.
I've been to LA?
Yeah, like your event that you just ain't gonna never forget.
Recently, or?
It don't matter. Recently, past, just one party.
You know,
event,
I do a lot.
Some small, you know.
I do a lot. I'm everywhere. I'm gonna go with this year.
Okay, and what was this?
Jamie Foxx House. BET Awards after party with Snoop, T.I., Nelly, Daz, DJ Quick.
So everybody was there. This is the
off
party.
The chain.
Well, we was at
off the chain.
Was the party I was at was Valesco. Oh, we were at Valesco. Yeah, but that's okay because Chris Brown and Tiger was there. So shout
out
to them.
For sure.
We hung out with Chris Brown and
that's
Tiger
right.
and DJ Drew. Was there.
Shout out to
not
Tiger.
Everybody was there. It was just Carly Rae and DJ
Tiger,
Drew.
Tiger just did a song with Glasses Malone, and I just put Glasses Malone on this remix with Ray J.
So there you go.
So that's coming out. That's the remix, Rick Vega featuring Ray J and Glasses Malone.
So that's the remix of We Fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so y'all look out now. The song is out, We Fly, right now, and the remix is coming out soon.
Coming later.
With Ray J and...
Glasses Malone.
And Glasses.
G Malone. Just go look that up. Tiger G Malone. They just dropped the song a couple of months ago. So check that out. It's a banger. If y'all like Tiger...
Oh, we like Tiger.
You should know who G Malone is if you're on the West Coast. If not, now you know. G Malone is from YMCMB.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the homie, Glasses Malone. That's right. He's from Young Money on the West Coast.
Okay. So, all right. Well, we're gonna get to the song in a minute. We're going to play a song, We Fly, with my boy Rick Vega.
Featuring
Ray J in a second.
One more party that was off the chain.
Okay, one more party. Go ahead.
This year.
While we on it.
With my boy, Big Percy, his birthday at the Congo Room with Snoop Dogg DJ the whole night.
Speaking of Jamie Foxx, used to do it.
Yeah, he used to do it. Yeah, yeah, the foxhole. Yeah. But yeah, that party was off the chain.
What's an off the chain party? What makes a party off the chain?
I mean, you know, when you on stage or you backstage with Corrupt, again with Daz, with Snoop, with Mike Epps, with everybody
you
seen on TV that you think is the funniest guy, every rapper, Too Short, Mr. Fab, everybody, Omar Gooden, anybody that you think is, you know,
there. That's what I do like about LA when you go to parties. That's why I like, that's why I kind of created this show. It's just
even,
talk about stuff that we've been through.
Matt Barnes, OJ Mayo,
it was amazing events that go on out here.
And when everybody's cool and having fun and there's no violence.
Yeah, and it's just nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's not what you expect. See, funny.
Yeah, you know. All right,
so.
All right, I'm
anyway,
a party.
All right.
But I had to.
But I know you have to go because you got some, you know, you got somewhere you need to be.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go to a birthday party. Roscoe Miley, a friend of mine, and Emil. Shout out to Emil Gibbs. His grandmother is 227. What's her name? You know.
Oh, Jack A.
No.
Oh, not the grand.
The
227.
Yeah, the main. Martha Gibbs, last name, Gibbs. What's your name?
What? We don't know. We're going to have to so Google it.
Do it. Give out a free gift.
Yeah.
Who, you know, 227 is my boy, his grandmother. His birthday is today. We're going to go over there. Emil Gibbs.
Okay.
He's a big industry guy. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? He'll welcome your Twitters.
Okay. So y'all check him out. It's a male.
Emil Gibbs. Happy birthday.
What's your Twitter? Okay, so we're going to
talk about
Twitter. Before you go, give all of your contact info. Let everybody know where they can check you out. You already gave us the music, but, you know, Twitter and
Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it to you all now. So here we go. It's rickvega.com, first and foremost. Anything coming out, all music, Rick Vega is going to be on rickvega.com. All mixtapes are going to be on soundcloud.com/RickVega. Twitter, @RickVegaRecords. You know, follow your boy. I think I'm like 52,000 and growing. Instagram, RickVegaMusic. Facebook, RickVegaMusic. Also, Facebook.com/RickVega. Just pretty much, if you want to catch up with me, just go on any search engine, Google, iTunes. Go on iTunes, type in Rick Vega, Amazon, anywhere, iRadio, Shazam,
everything.
Look, I have a song, Everything Rick Vega. If you type that name in, you will find my music. If you put a music behind the Rick Vega, you're on.
But thank you so much for coming through the Jewel Wrap-Up and talking to me. You know, it was great.
Oh, Jewel, the Jewel Wrap Up BGE Radio is going down. Jewel, we had fun. We had fun at Tyree's house.
We were getting it in. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I mean, it was real experience.
Vin Diesel came through. Brandy, shout out to Brandy.
Oh,
Brandy came out. Terrence J. Everybody was up in
was
that joint.
Party.
Yeah, it was going down.
Shout out to Nikita Surf because she's how I
Nikita
met Rick
Surf.
Vega.
Oh yeah,
that's one of my best friends, one of my homegirls, Russian supermodel.
Russian,
the bomb.
She'll never hear this show, but
that's a lie.
That's your homegirl.
So,
my bad.
She's my homegirl.
I take that back.
Here. She'll be here.
Yeah, listens.
She'll be here. So anyway, thank you, Rick Vega.
For
love
sure.
You so much.
We out. I love you guys.
And thanks to my girl Indigo, Indy. In the back.
Indy.
Right, she in the background. It's Ruby Jewel here. I love you guys. You're
Ruby.
Checking out the Jewel Wrap-Up right here on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. I'll check you guys out next Thursday. Here is We Fly with Rick Vega and my boy Ray J.
With the orange stripe collar. If I pop enough packs, I know these whores gonna follow. So I pop my bottle and I chill. Looking for the baddest bitch, you know the type that kills. Feel the kind of body that could just kill a man like Cypress Hill. Everybody wanna talk to her, she got mass appeal. I mean, really, when you walk with her, it's like a big deal. I mean, even girls be hawking a man, shorty is real. She know why she came here to party. She looking for the money man, chains and Ferraris. I told her I'm a rap star, independent hill. She said she wasn't tripping, she just like music, that's real. I said I got a benzo, deep dish rim. She said she wasn't tripping, she just like to get it in. So I'm like, what's up with your friends? She said her friends about the money. Said she had five girls, and they all trying to party. Her first name is Molly. She won't cause trouble, she won't bother nobody. Especially when we with my main man, Bob Marley. Sipping on some rock, red berry with the iced tea. Choking on that green, no seeds with the crystalline. And my swag gassed up like some gasoline. I'm full of codeine, so all I do is lean. Money machine, we counting that paper. 10 mil,
lavish life in the skyscraper. VIP bottle service. Goodbye, haters. This a life that you dream about, perpetrators. Buying bottles by the case, they showing us love. Shouts out to my table when we at the club. VIP all night, they lifting me up. It's RickVega.com. Now that's what's up. Now raise your hands up high till you touch the ceiling. Oh, what a good feeling. I'm feeling so fly, so high, like the Starship Enterprise. Like we can touch the sky. We in the clouds, everybody else floating by. Look at us now. I tried to told you I was certified. Hella drinks, hella smoke in the club. I'm hella high. Hell of a guy, like when them birdies fly. 100,000 in the duffel bag, my guy. In my city, all I hear is that I'm really on. We getting money every day, this is not song. I mean, I'm really on. Shorty, pull that song back. I'm finna pick up you up like I'm on.